This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
About voices, I think we've got one of the most famous voices in Australia on the phone. Who have we got, Eve?
We actually do. We have someone that has been named one of the greatest Australian singers of all time, multi-platinum, five-time ARIA Award
winning.
Oh my gosh, what a mouthful. We have Katie Noonan on the line.
Yay!
G'day, friends. How are you?
Very good. Now you made us very jealous when we were talking to you off air. You're at a music festival. How dare you rub that in our faces?
I'm so sorry, but I live in this sort of fairly utopian COVID-free bubble of the Sunshine Coast. I live on Gubbi Gubbi Country, about an hour and a half north of Brisbane, and we've been incredibly lucky. We've had snap lockdowns and all that stuff,
yep.
But you know, and you never quite know if a festival's going to go ahead.
Yeah. So what is the festival, Katie? What is it?
It's the Caloundra Music Festival, which has been going for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Down by the beach in Caloundra. I've actually played it with my band, The Captains, about maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I came to watch my 16-year-old son today playing on the main stage.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
So he's following in his mum's footsteps.
Mum and dad. Grannies and oh, uncles
brilliant,
and everyone.
Brilliant.
Family tradition.
No chance.
Hey, Katie, yeah. if there is an odd person out there who has no idea who you are, give us an idea of what you think you are.
Oh God. I come from a long line of musicians. My grandfather was actually a singing clown on the Tivoli circuit.
Oh,
in the 30s,
wow.
40s, yeah. 50s. Yeah. My granny was an opera singer in the Tivoli circuit as well.
Gosh.
My great auntie was one of the original Tivoli dancing girls. In fact, she was one of the first topless dancers.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Back
when
that was allowed, but they had to stand still. And she was like, that's not very exciting.
Hard
so
to dance.
She decided to not do that. And then my mum is an opera singer, Maggie Noonan. My dad, Brian Noonan, was a jazz crooner, and they actually met out at the Nunawading Studios when it was Channel O.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. 60s,
wow.
On a show called Showcase, and my dad won the viewers' vote, and my mum won the judges' vote, and they're engaged 3 weeks later.
Fantastic.
In 1969.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then
I started a band with. Oh, sorry.
No, go on. Continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so I started a band with my brother called George, and then I started a trio called Elixir, and then I've just done lots of different stuff, solo stuff, different bands, classical stuff, and more recently I've just started Ave, Australian Vocal Ensemble,
yep.
Which is an a cappella for a quartet, vocal quartet, and I'm absolutely loving singing with other singers,
right.
And being challenged and inspired by that.
Yeah, because it would be something quite different for you, wouldn't it? Because you are so well known as a solo artist now. You know, like, as you said, you were in George with your brother. But what is it about being in a vocal group? You know, like what is it doing for you? Is it stretching you a little bit as a performer?
Absolutely. Yeah. There is nowhere more sort of exposed and naked than a cappella voice.
Yep.
There's absolutely nowhere to hide. There's no drum kit, there's no bass, there's no guitar, piano, strings, nothing. It's quite primal, really. It's purely the human voice, which we all have.
Yep.
And I wanted to make a unique sort of a cappella vocal sound world. And so I commissioned 12 amazing composers to set the text of David Malouf to music, and
yeah.
He's one of my favorite poets.
Oh, okay.
In fact, he was at our launch. He spoke one of his poems.
Wow.
He's 88 years young,
And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. So the quartet features Fiona Campbell, who is an extraordinary mezzo-soprano, Andrew Goodwin, who is just a divine tenor, and Andrew O'Connor, who's a spectacular bass baritone, and myself. And yeah, we're all about creating a unique little vocal sound world.
Wow.
And celebrating Australian stories and culture.
Fantastic. Yeah. And and you're touring with the other three. Yeah.
Sort of. We just had to cancel, you know, reschedule this tour because we're pretty stuffed because Fee's in Perth and the boys are in Sydney and I'm on the
Sunshine Coast. Okay.
Unfortunately, I know all the border rules of everybody's state. We have managed to do our launch concert in April after a snap Easter lockdown in Brisbane, which was miraculous. We managed to record and then we managed to get to Tasmania. So the fact we've been able to make a record and do two gigs in a pandemic is sort of amazing.
Yeah.
And I was cautiously optimistic. I thought September was a wise sort of time that we'd be back on track, but obviously that's not happened. So we've rescheduled to February, March, and we'll be back in Melbourne at the Melbourne Recital Centre in early March.
Actually, it's Wednesday the 23rd of Feb.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I'm glad you know these things.
And
I knew it was February, March.
Yeah. You are at a festival, which rubbing it in again. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm joking. We're joking. So what is it like, Katie, the Recital Centre, you've performed there before, the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yeah.
For a vocal group, an a cappella group, it must be a dream to perform somewhere like that.
Yeah, well, the acoustics of the space you're in is very important. So we've been lucky enough to play beautiful theatres that have amazing acoustics because it's obviously just four voices, that's it. There will be one piece that we'll be doing live that will have some electronics, which is a Richard Tognetti piece. But other than that, it's completely a cappella. And so it's all about finding beautiful spaces that are designed to allow chamber instruments to really blossom.
Yep.
There'll be some amplification. Like, we'll probably have two mics, but that's sort of it.
Yeah.
Because we sort of mix ourselves. Because the thing about an ensemble this sort of exposed and special is that you really have to work to make the fifth band member, which is sort of the chamber sound, you know. And it's hard to find singers who are prepared to let go of their ego as a soloist and really work towards an ensemble sound, and all these singers are really good at that. So it took a while to find the right combination, to be honest, because there's lots of great singers, but they're not so good at blending, or they're not very good at singing super quiet, because I love really, exposing the extreme dynamic range from super, 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 super quiet to, pretty full. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, before we let you go, back to your festival, tell us, your 16-year-old son, is he in a band?
Yeah.
Or what? Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's actually in my band too. So I, along with Ave, I'm also writing a new record of my own originals, because it's been about 5 years since I've done an all-originals record. I've been doing different classical things and Elixir, my trio, which is with myself and a poet. So I've just written about 12, 13 tunes that form the new band and new album I'm in, and that's with my son on drums. He's incredible.
Oh, fantastic. He's a drummer.
He's a sort of genius.
Right.
He's a drummer, yeah.
Right. Oh,
and
fantastic.
And then a great bass player called Steel. I mean, we are meant to be at Jazz Lab on the 10th of December. I hope we can come. but I also think it's highly likely we won't. That'll be the fourth or fifth time I've had to reschedule.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can come, but I'm not sort of, I'm still in shock that we're still here 18 months later. Today, in Queensland, she's always been pretty full on about snap lockdowns, which has really worked for us. But it doesn't, there's a one set of rules for artists and there's another set of rules for sports
players. I know, yes.
You know, the NRL Grand Final's on today. Mm. There'll be 50,000 people in a stadium, but yeah. Music venues that set a standing room are back to the 4 square metre rule,
yeah.
which is...
Yeah.
Yep. Insane. It's so unfair.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Absolutely.
At least my friends are playing at the gig. So Kate Mulhaki's doing the anthem, I think.
And oh, amazing.
Oh,
William
lovely.
Barton. So, yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Well, yeah. Katie, thanks for chatting with us and taking time away from your festival. I'll stop rubbing it in. But also, thank you for the amazing music that you've given us over the years. And, this ensemble present that you've got is so fantastic. It's great music and can't wait to hear you when you're at the recital centre.
Maybe earlier.
Maybe earlier if I can get there with my band, I hope so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think more than ever we need, today, just seeing people dancing and smiling and singing and, it's like, look, these things are really important.
Yep.
This is extremely important for our mental health, and for our sense of belonging. And, we've all been stuck in our homes and for so long.
Yep.
But at least we were able to record, so we hope that the recording can bring people a little, sucker for these tough times that all our mates in lockdown are still in.
Okay.
And it's going to be a tough few months.
Yeah. And what's the EP called?
It's called Stars.
Yep.
So Are They Australian Vocal Ensemble. It's 6 pieces. We've got 4 Maloof pieces, David Maloof. We have a Bach cantata, chorale, which we sing in German, the language of J.S. Bach, and then we sing it in the language of where we live. So I sing it in Gubbi Gubbi, Fee sings it in Noongar language, and Andrew sings it in Gadigal. And then we also have a beautiful piece that our tenor Andy wrote called Peace I Leave With You, which, he's an independent singer who lost every single gig.
Yeah.
And he took the time to focus on composing. And he found that he finally had the headspace to process the grief of losing his father.
Oh.
And so he wrote this piece for that. It's the setting of his father's favourite, bit of the gospel. So,
oh, wow.
It's gorgeous, yeah. In fact, when we recorded that, the minute we finished, I burst into tears. It was just so, so beautiful. So hopefully people will enjoy it and it'll give them a little bit of sucker for these shit-ass times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, we're going to play a track off the EP. Now, if we were playing one track, which one do you reckon we should, we should play?
Oh, well, I reckon Andy's piece, Peace I Leave With You. And I think when you play it, if anyone wants to think about someone that they've lost or they missed, or it's a beautiful setting. I mean, the Bible has a lot of weird shit in it, but it has some nice stuff too. It's basically Peace I Leave With You. Basically just I wish you peace.
Brilliant.
It's been a tough time and, fear not sort of thing. I love you.
Oh, brilliant. All right.
Yeah.
Katie, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And as we said, thank you for the music.
Thank you, legends. Love you, Joy FM.
Bye.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Katie Noonan here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. Now, as we just said, also, they've just Katie's part of a piece called ensemble called Ave, and they just released an EP, and it's called Stars, but this is a track that from there called Peace I Leave With You. So this is Ave with Peace I Leave With You.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.